it was another rough day on Wall Street. Stocks tumbled. There was a sell-off in bonds. The markets have taken a beating at the start of this new year. And NPR's David Gura joins us now to explain why. Hey there, David.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So why? What's going on with these big drops?
Well, in a word, it's inflation. And today we saw real anxiety in the bond markets. We saw a sell-off in U.S. Treasuries, government bonds, which pushed up yields. And the reason this is so critical is the rate that's paid on Treasuries influences all kinds of things. They help determine the interest we pay on credit cards, on car loans, on mortgages. And I'll note, we haven't seen the average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage this high since March of 2020. Hmm. Now, what's driving this is concern about how the government and the Federal Reserve are responding to those price increases. They haven't gone up this fast since 1982. The Fed has doubled down on its commitment to fighting inflation. Investors expect the central bank will raise interest rates three or four times in 2022. Higher interest rates mean higher borrowing costs for companies and consumers. And what investors are trying to figure out, Mary Louise, is how high they'll go and what the consequences of that will be.
Yeah. And give us a little bit more detail in terms of, are there a particular type of stocks that are getting walloped the hardest?
So Wall Street is recalibrating its expectations for what kinds of companies are likely to do well as interest rates go up. And higher interest rates make certain ones less attractive because it'll be more difficult for them to be profitable. Technology companies have been particularly hard hit. That includes the big ones that have done extremely well for years now, like Amazon and Apple and Alphabet. Each of them is down by more than 5% this year already. Lizanne Saunders is the chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, and she told me companies that have gone public recently are also hurting. And you'll remember those meme stocks from last year, companies like GameStop and AMC. Well, each of them is down about 30% for the year.
Some of those really highly speculative areas that were all the rage a year ago have really been taking it on the chin.
Taking it on the chin, of course, what drove those stocks up in the first place was speculation, pure and simple, Mary Louise. It didn't have to do much with anything more than that.
Yeah, and to the question of what other factors may be at play, you talked about inflation, which is an obvious one. Are you also going to tell me this is the Omicron variant, which is spooking everybody, including the markets?
You are a clairvoyant. Obviously, the Omicron variant continues to spread across the country. That's hit companies that are involved in tourism and leisure and hospitality. And you know, this continues to be a big uncertainty, how much of an effect this variant is going to have on the whole economy. As companies report earnings, investors are paying close attention to their expenses. Inflation is making stuff more expensive, but a tight jobs market is also leading to higher wages. Companies are having to pay workers more. Interestingly, today, Goldman Sachs said it had additional expenses in the last quarter of 2021, and one of them was significantly higher compensation and benefits. So even Goldman Sachs is having to pay workers more to try to keep them from leaving, and it goes without saying those bankers were not hurting before the added compensation.
No, they were not. So what's the outlook in a few seconds for the weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, there's an expectation the volatility that we've seen is going to continue. But the most important thing right now is how the Federal Reserve does fighting inflation. It's created all of this uncertainty last year for saying price increases were transitory, then changing course. The worry for Wall Street is the Fed could raise interest rates too little or too much. The economy would slow down too dramatically. So the Fed needs to strike the right balance, Mary Louise, and right now investors are not sure it will be able to do it.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And NPR's David Gura.